Now I'm ready to sing it again. And if nothing else, I want you to go home with that tune ringing in your head today. Because no matter where you go, today, tomorrow, the day after that, or any of the rest of the days of your life, you are not going there alone. Everywhere you go, you're going to go with Him. And that should be good news, and it should fill you with joy. And I want you to know today that it fits the scripture that was read in your hearing perfectly. Here's the deal. Jesus had just completed the last discourse. Before Christmas, we spent weeks dealing with the last discourse. He had prayed the high priestly prayer over his disciples and the whole future church. He and his disciples had shared the last supper together. And then Jesus had, Judas, by the way, had already left to betray Jesus. And Jesus led his disciples across the Kindred Valley into the peaceful garden on the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane. But the scripture says, catch it now, that Jesus did all of this knowing all that was going to happen to him. Jesus knew what was directly before him. The betrayal, the trials, the denials, his whipping, crucifixion, those moments of dark separation from the Father, and finally, 3 days of death. Jesus knew all that was going to happen to him in the next few days. Now, frankly, I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I am glad that I do not know what lies before me even today. Okay, I'm not sure that I would have the courage to step into the day if I could see with absolute clarity everything that was before me. But Jesus knew all that was going to happen to him. And Jesus knew the truth in Zippy's song, in the song we just sang together. There was nowhere that he could go alone. He knew that everywhere he went, God would go with him. And it was that knowledge that God would be with him through everything he faced, which gave him the strength to play his part in the plan of God. When Judas appeared in that peaceful garden with those soldiers, the Greek word is, I never noticed this before, but the Greek word is the word cohort. A cohort is a regiment of soldiers that had between 300 and 600 soldiers in it. Imagine, it's a crowd that shows up to take Jesus. When they arrived in the peaceful garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to him, "Who is it you want?" Now I got to tell you, he knew everything that was before him. The scripture said it. He already knew who it was that they wanted. They wanted him. And when he asked that question, he still had the opportunity to step away from the plan of God. Seeing it all before him so very clearly, this was the last moment when Jesus could decide that he would not play his part in God's plan. They said to him, "We are seeking Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus answered, "I am he." And with those words, Jesus sealed his fate. Knowing all that was before him, Jesus surrendered himself to the plan of Almighty God. He decided that he would play his part, the part assigned to him in the plan by his Father. The Bible says that when Jesus spoke those words to the soldiers, they fell back. They drew back and fell to the ground because in his face they saw the splendor of the Son of God. They who apparently held all power in their hands could not stand before him because he stood alone in the power of God. They were taking him. But he had surrendered to God. And in that surrender, there was glory, power, and blessing before which all of the powers of evil bowed. Helpless before the power of surrender to Almighty God. And the Bible says that Peter, seeking to defend the Son of God from evil and from evil men, drew his sword and cut off the high priest's servant's ear. But Jesus told him to cease and desist. Folks, the Son of God did not need help then, and he does not need help today. He does not need the help of you or me or of any other men, for he stands secure in the power of Almighty God, knowing that there is no place on this road, high or low, where he ever walked alone. For everywhere he went, God went with him. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, think of it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knew all that was before him, and he found grace to face it by surrendering himself to God's plan. And I'm going to tell you again, while I am thankful that I cannot see everything that lies before me even today, I see the clear lesson from the Word of God. If, like Jesus, we surrender to the will of the Father for our lives, we will have strength to face whatever lies before us. Because there is a future that runs through our veins. And there is nothing on earth, which can stand in our way. Your breath, O God, breathes on these bones. Your fire burns in my soul. Your kingdom is my home. And I do not, nor do you, walk alone.